The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's reflect on another brilliant story from the night of boxing at the Liverpool Echo Arena. At the weekend, there was loads of brilliant stories, wasn't there? But one of them stands out. It was Tasha Jonas, who came through another professional bout against Poland's, I'll just say her first name, Bojana. I still can't get the surname done properly. Let's have a word with Tasha now. Morning, Tash.
Morning.
Thanks for your company. Homecoming for you. So your pro debut was special up in the northeast, but was this just a little bit more emotional for you?
It was, yeah. It's always good to box in front of a home crowd, and I haven't done it for so long, but as you've seen on Saturday, the crowd, it was a fighting town, and the crowd would always get behind you, so it was good to get that out the way as well.
What, was there a moment where you sort of realised or recognised that home feeling?
I'm quite a laid-back person, so I was okay so much, but then once I got in the ring, and I had a look around and he heard the big roar. It was like, oh, come on, we've got to do this for everyone.
It was a great atmosphere, wasn't it? I mean, they really sort of helped you on.
Yeah, no, they've always been brilliant, and we support our own as always. So everyone just got behind me, and I was made up for that.
What about the fight itself? So third round, punishing finish by yourself against Poland's Bojana. How much of a problem did you think she might be before the fight?
Well, the idea was to have, initially, it was to have six rounds with her because I knew she was tough, I knew she was durable, and unlike my debut, I wanted to progress. So I wanted to have a few more rounds and, you know, get that experience in. So we chose her specifically for that reason. And she, you know, she did the job. She was tough. That's really some of my best shots, and she stayed there.
You wanted to punish yourself further. You wanted to stay in the ring longer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can get them out quicker, you can get them out quicker, you don't get paid for overtime in boxing, but it was, the idea was to, you know, you're always trying to progress because I am looking at, you know, further down the line, title fights and stuff, and they're not going to be people that you can blow out in one round, so if I wanted to get the rounds in, I wanted to like showcase my skills, and I wanted to move on from my debut.
Is it a different sort of path to a world title fight for yourself, considering you sort of retired from the sport and then came back? So you're at a different sort of age. Have you got to rush things now, Tasha?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 33, so I know I haven't got forever in the boxing. I'm not like a Callum Smith who's got time on his side. So, I'm trying to fast track myself and learn with every bout and let me bout get harder and more difficult and. Until I start world level stage, which, if I'm honest, I don't see myself being too far from it. You know, I think within maybe another 3, 4, 5 bouts, that I'll be there.
Well, a good friend of yours is Katie Taylor, who's probably ahead of you in that path, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she fights for a title on the Cardiff show, the Anthony Joshua bill. So, she's a good maybe year of 5 fights in front of me. So I've got to pull that back and catch up.
Are you sort of good motivation for each other?
I think so. You know, she's always paved the way for women's boxing in amateur and professionally, and it's been nice to like get in the tailwind and keep that going and keep the momentum going. But we're both trying to do our own things retrospectively.
You mentioned your age. Is there the issue with your age, the fact that you can't make any slip-ups? You know, if you make an error or choose the wrong fight, or, you know, if one night it's not working for you, is that a big step back?
It is. It's pretty much the same with the lads in that sense. You know, you've got a path, and if you slip up on the path, you're going to take a couple of bouts to get back on that same path. So you fall even further behind your competitors. And the idea is just to stay on the path and to keep winning and to do so in style, I suppose.
So what is your aim? A world super featherweight title? Is that where you want to be?
Yeah, I still haven't decided on a weight. Me and Joe keep messing around. We've tried lightweight. We've tried just above super feather. Joe's saying set feather, but I'm saying no way. So we're still contemplating on which weight we're going to do. So I still feel, and we wait at the weekend, that I have still got weight to lose. So possibly super feather. We don't know.
Joe wants you to lose more weight, does he?
Yeah, he's saying feather. Oh. I'm what we're saying it as well. I was like, oh.
Is that an excruciating thought?
Do you know, to be honest, when I first came back to the gym, the weight that I was, I never thought that I'd make even the lightweight. So to come in and be almost, 2 pounds off super feather is remarkable. And it's a testament to Joe and all the hard work that he's done to put in, and myself, obviously.
I'll tell you what, it's an incredible story you're on. You're fighting again in 2 weeks' time. There's no rest for you.
No, there's no. I've got to make up that time. I've got to get as many bouts in before the season's done as I can. And then we'll think about challenging for some kind of title at the end of the season.
So you think you're five fights away from a possible world title fight?
Personally, I think so, yeah.
Right.
They're going to get harder as we go along. So you can ask me after the next couple and I'll tell you again.
And of course, there's loads of scousers around to give you some sort of help and tips on that. We've had enough who've fought for sort of world titles, including all the Smith brothers in Joe's camp. There's loads of them, aren't there, you can turn to for a bit of advice on the way?
Yeah, and, you know, the lads are so helpful in that sense. And there isn't a situation that between them they haven't been in, and they're always good to give you advice and help and information. And it's brilliant to be able to delve into that depth of knowledge that they've got.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.